So we're going to jump into this technique, this tool, this mindset that I use to meander and mingle with other adults, and particularly with my family in particular times and moments when things get a little bit crazy or hectic or chaotic or rough emotionally, so on and so forth. But I want to give you a little bit of a disclaimer, a few caveats, if you will. So my name is Emmerich. Thank you for being here. Why should you listen to me? You really should not listen to me. I have no expertise in any of this other than lots of experience with my family, with other people, and also I help people live better lives. So I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of conversations with others about their family, about themselves, about how they interact in their family dynamics, and how the individual, that would be in this case you, is interacting with your reality around you. So, when I share this with you, there's something that's really important about it. It's simple, and it's not 100% guaranteed to work or anything like this, and it's not some kind of remove a belief or anything like this, but it's going to give you a pathway in to a deeper level of understanding, compassion, empathy, hopefully, as well as something a little bit kind of mysterious will happen with your family or whoever you use this with. But it needs to be pointed out that this is not, when I first introduce you to the idea, it can seem demeaning, it can seem kind of absurd, and if people who aren't willing to slow down for a moment and have a little bit of self-awareness and reflect on the idea that I'm about to share with you, they will puff themselves up sometimes. They will use this as a I am better than you. Who are you? And they get very self-righteous. They can think everybody else is just absurd. And look at all those silly people down there. Ha ha ha. But it's not meant to be that. It's actually meant to give you the ability to see clearly and to loosen, if you will, your perspective, your attention, your awareness. And in some sense, you will feel a lightness to yourself. It will overcome you. So what I'm going to share with you is very simple, and it's this. When you're in a situation with your family, or it could be other adults as well, I'm going to invite you to the idea to see them as children. So that's very simple, isn't it? But it's a practice. And here's the thing is I want you to see them as children, as if you were at a playground watching children run around laughing. They all have their own motivations. Then they have their tantrums. They want what they want. They're doing this or doing that, and they're not really thinking about you so much as they're thinking about how to get what it is they want. And then somebody else's feelings get hurt, and then another kid gets hurt, and then everybody's crying, and then everyone's laughing, and then da 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 da. I want you to experience your family, if you're having trouble with your family, or when everybody else is going crazy and the chaos is just like, wah, and everything's falling into this sort of tumultuous place, draw back for a moment and come to this place of realizing they really are adult children living their own stories, their own motivations, and they're not necessarily intending to hurt, harm, or mess with your emotions. But they have all sorts of things going on underneath them that are creating stories and behaviors and things of this nature. So they're living their life in this regard. And it takes a deep level of awareness, of self-awareness, to be able to watch yourself and see how you are reacting to all those around you. And I find this to be particularly powerful with family. And what happens is now, for me, okay, first of all, I should say, when you're doing this, you don't tell them. You're not like, I'm looking at you guys are just a bunch of adult children. Look at you foolish idiots. You're not saying anything like this. It's nothing like this even inside of your mind. But you're keeping this to yourself. You're actually just observing them as beautiful children, if you will. That's how I see it. So I look at them all, everybody. It's a funny thing to share, actually, because I usually keep it inside because I do this with most everybody. And because I find it to be a beautiful practice. If you're a religious person or something like this, you might say, you know, they're all children of God, right? Children of the universe. I look at it like this, and very much so, because most people aren't really aware of their own thinking and their own movements in the world. And you can see it if you watch people. It can come off as people being rude or whatever the case may be, but they're actually not even aware that they're behaving in particular ways or having a cause and effect relationship with other people in this regard. So it's a beautiful practice. And what happens is it gives you a distance. There's like a refractory period where you can watch, and instead of you reacting, you're actually observing it in this situation in this way that makes it so much lighter for you, right? Because you don't get mad at the children that, are running around on the playground. I think it's hilarious when I see kids having little tantrums, and every day you just go out and they're laughing and crying, or their parents are dragging them along, and they're just like, oh, and they're hungry, or they didn't get what they wanted, or whatever the case may be. And this is how they're verbalizing it, through their sobs, or their like pretend crying, or whatever the case may be. And adults are doing this all the time, and you'll see it when you start stepping back. And if you embrace the observation and interaction with your family like this, it is glorious. You might be really surprised, but it's a practice because it's very easy to get dragged right back into it. It's very easy just to all of a sudden be back into the instant reactions. But once you practice it, and again, keep it to yourself, this is just your own thing. See it, feel it, and let it be what it will be for you. And here's what happened with me that I found to be fascinating, is it allowed me to be with my family in a way that I can be at complete ease when there's bickering and arguing or whatever the case may be. And because I'm able to carry a kind of presence, it has actually opened up. And this is a part that's kind of mysterious to me. But if you study some things like heart math and other things of this nature, there's some really interesting information on this. But what I find is that it allows other people that I'm interacting with to open up to a way and place an exploration of their relationship with each other and then with me as well. So, and if my parents are, watching this, they probably will at some point. But it's been beautiful to watch, and it's really powerful. And there is that sort of mysterious aspect that comes along with it. So I have a lot to say about this. I'm not going to say any more. But if it resonates with you and you want to know more, contact me. I would love to work with you on it and explore it. It's really important, and it's really unfortunate when people aren't able to have a relationship with those they wish to have relationships with, whether it's families, friends, or even other adults. But I want you to take this on, take a moment just to practice it, see how it feels. Take a moment in the day and just go sit at a cafe or out in a park and just watch the adults. And just watch and listen and see, watch how people walk in and out of doors, how they order coffee or they order their food or whatever the case may be. It's really quite beautiful to experience this. And it's really quite beautiful to see people have desires and wants. I have some friends I'm sometimes envious of them because they're so good at just saying what they want, right? This is one of the things that I work with people at too, as well. But also, I have to do my own work, right? But it's really beautiful to watch that, and then to see that even if you can be a kind, compassionate person and still ask for what you want and still want it and get it. Yeah. But more importantly, I just want you to be able to have an experience with your family where you're at ease and have peace of mind, and you can be there with them and embrace and experience all the wonder that's there to be had as much as you are open to having it. So that's it. I would love your comments and your feedback. Try it and see what happens. It always makes me smile. I always have an inner smile when I'm just watching this, and it's wonderful. And you'll see that people start reacting to you differently than before. And it's a practice. You just maintain that, that kindness, that compassion you would have for a child, and that wonder and beauty changes things. It really does. So take it on, see what happens for yourself. I hope it's useful, and I would love to have a conversation with you. I love working with people on these things, but please, serious inquiries only. So I only have a limited amount of time that I can share and give to others, but it's something I love to do. So that is it. All right. I hope this is beneficial, and do well with your practice. Remember, practice. Practice, practice, practice. It will shift and change the things in your state of being, and you will, I think, really see something wonderful. And I will stop talking now. I appreciate it. All right, ciao.